What is up, you beautiful people? Welcome back. You know what it is. You know what time it is. This is another This Week in Stacks. What is up, you beautiful people? It is fantastic to have you here. It's time for another This Week in Stacks episode here on the Built on Bitcoin podcast, where we're covering everything going on in the Stacks ecosystem. And we're just going to jump right into it. You know who I am. I don't even got to say my name. It's Jake Blockchain. But, yeah, so we'll jump into it with the Bitcoin Badgers first. They, on Valentine's Day, initiated their baby badger breeding. So they built the whole UI. You know, we've seen this with certain NFT projects where, like, Megapont has the robot factory. And I think you're going to see these more novel ways of creating utility or gamifying things. Project Indigo is about to launch tomorrow with their like story mode one. But the Badgers built a whole beautiful dashboard for Valentine's Day, where if you took two Bitcoin Badgers and brought them together, and you could choose traits you like about them, then you put them on a honeymoon phase, and then they go off and they breed a baby badger. And so I think there's one more day left, or maybe it's today, where breeding is still going on, but then it's going to stop, and then the reveal happens in a few more days. But yeah, super cool to see. They tied it into Valentine's Day, and the UI was just slick, slick, slick. Like, everything about what they do is just polished. Artwork is dope. Website was great. Super small touches. So yeah, great work to everyone over there. Newton, Setsus, Kashal, there's a bunch of them. Poker, like, they're all killing it. I'm not even sure how big the actual team is, but they're crushing it. Next up, CityCoiner, which is me and some of the other engaged folks, Kurt, Altmom, Diego, James, a few others, have this little like side entity where we're just focusing on City Coins, and we're trying to get more content out, but initially we're just doing Twitter Spaces. And we had one a week ago with a couple of high-profile people. So we had the mayor of Dearborn on, Abdullah Hamoud. And he talked a little bit about bringing innovation to Dearborn, how he thinks about these things, how he got into crypto, which is a question I was curious about. Like, did someone come to him and approach it? He was like, yeah, let's do it. Or did he just see it from the outside, maybe seeing what Suarez is doing, and initiate it himself? And I think that was the way it happened for him. On that call, we also had Patrick McDonald, which is one of the city leadership at Austin, Texas. And he gave his perspective on how to engage and start to push things through from a citizen level and interact with City Hall and city leadership. So that was cool. And we also had Mike Sorosky in there for a little bit. He just dropped like a little 4-minute knowledge bomb. Yeah, so good spaces. It's going to go up as a podcast soon if you search the City Corner. But for now, you can watch the recording on Twitter. Next up, and this one was big, and it's not even Hyperchange yet. Zest Protocol. Zest Protocol was announced. Tycho and his team have been working on it. And what it is Bitcoin lending that's purely on-chain. On Bitcoin chain. So it allows institutional investors or institutional borrowers to borrow Bitcoin at reasonable rates, and people like us can lend Bitcoin and get, you know, good yields. I think they were early saying like between 3% and 5%, so, you know, safe-ish, but respectable. And yeah, if your Bitcoin's just sitting there doing nothing, you as an individual can put your Bitcoin in these pools and lend them out to big institutional firms. So they have a website, zestprotocol.com. You can read the Notion site, some deep dive into how they're building it out, why they're going after this particular market first. There was also a couple Built on Bitcoin podcasts for myself. I had one with Drew Falkman, who is a Stacks resident and creating Friends Place. Friends.place, which is some DAO tooling that allows you to tap into your Discord and do some token gating, membership control, add roles to people, things like that. And that's just getting built out right now. He has a bunch of ideas for what to do with that. We had a great talk, and then Staxbridge was announced, and they brought over the first Satoshables, and I had Brian Laughlin, the creator. You'll see him around as Bruffstar. I had him on the show to talk about Satoshables, why bring Satoshi to Stax, and what were some of the challenges of building Staxbridge. So that was a good one. Gina had a good Stacker chat titled How Gas Tokens Power Bitcoin Smart Contracts. And in it, it had probably one of the best descriptions I've heard from Muneeb on why Stax has a gas token, why it's necessary. And as well as there's some questions around, because we're not interacting with Bitcoin native in like a really intimate way, why is Clarity and Stax so much better for interacting with Bitcoin than, say, Ethereum or Solana that uses some other clever smart contract programming to do the same thing? And so he gives his perspective on why the connection to Bitcoin that Stax has is just better. It allows so much more functionality to enact. So that was good. In Citycoin's news, there was a new site for checking your Citycoin's rewards and some of your tooling. If you go to citycoinbeach.com, beautiful UI, looks great. And so they're giving you a place, it looks like, where you can see how much Miami coin you have stacked. And I'm sure there's more on the horizon, so that one's cool. And then I think Trevor tweeted out, maybe it was Patrick, that they got 100 applicants in the Stax Accelerator Citycoins track. So huge, huge applicant pool. I heard they're doing offers this week, or they've been doing it all week, and they're about to end it right now and send out the final offers. So if you see Citycoins and you see how much of a discount is that right now, how it's been trending downward, we're going to see a lot of stuff come out in the next 3 to 6 months that we'll see if how this translates into price action and utility and interest and all those things. But people have been asking for use cases, and it's coming. So that's cool. And then next up, StackerDAOs, Orlando and Ryan. This is their little outfit where they're building DAO tooling and some legal compliance stuff around making it easier for us to build DAOs. And they released a blog post where they talk about some of their thinking and how they're building this out. And they talk about one of the interesting things I saw when they were talking about it is as they were interviewing different potential DAO groups, like communities that want to build DAOs, they quickly found out that there is no one-size-fits-all DAO. Like, every single company has different nuances they need. And so they break up into four groups, but they only give three initially. There's one kind of like a redacted group, but they're going to give you templates that you can roughly build off of. And a couple of the easy ones are like an NFT community where you mint an asset, and with that you can token gate a Discord, and maybe one NFT is one vote, so that's pretty straightforward. You can do a treasury DAO, which is where you're pooling capital together, and then you maybe vote on how to spend the capital you've pooled, where to put it. And then you have guilds, which is just more social focused things. These can be like maybe a Moonray DAO, where you don't necessarily need the NFT to get in. There wasn't a whole lot of nuance in the blog post on that one, but these are just more like an idea or a group that come together around a DAO. And he also broke up a little bit of how they're looking at their company. And the way they break it up is there's the StackerDAO protocol, which is the smart contracts that you interact with to get things done. And there's this legal compliance tools, which is they'll make it easy for the DAO to create an LLC, file tax documents, send compliance forms, those kind of things, the annoying things that most of us don't really want to deal with. They're going to make it easy for the DAO to spin those things up and make sure you're in proper standing. And then there's Stacker DAOs, which is the actual no-code platform that you would interact with to spin up your DAO. So that's exciting. There was a snippet on Twitter like a month ago of like a very early UI and how it's going to look like. And it looks pretty damn sexy. So that's pretty exciting. A few more things. Stacks NFT added a Bitcoin address support. So every Stacks wallet address has an connected Bitcoin address. And so as long as you add the support to it, you can copy a Bitcoin address and then send someone an NFT on Stacks NFT, and it would end up in their Hero wallet. So it's pretty limited right now as far as functionality, but these are the early signs of some of the benefits that Stacks does offer, where it's been kind of sitting in the background up until this point, but people will be able to interact with this thing in a real way where they don't even realize they're using Stacks. They just have their Bitcoin address, and maybe they pay in Lightning, and eventually, you know, you won't even log in with your Hero wallet thinking it's your Stacks wallet. You just used your Bitcoin mnemonic or whatever, or your Bitcoin address to be your identifier, and that's all you see. That's all you feel. It just seems like it's Bitcoin. So we're waiting to start to use these gray areas where the Stacks is falling to the wayside or in the background, and we're letting the Bitcoin integrations come front and center. So that's exciting. Last couple things before I get too winded. Hyperchains. There was finally a blog post put out where it highlighted some of what it's going to look like. The blog post isn't super in-depth, probably because the idea for it still being formulated. But I'm not going to say too much on it because I don't want to get anything wrong. So I will suggest, if you haven't read it yet, check the blog post. But it looks like there's going to be some Hyperchains miners and a smart contract to interact with. And just like kind of how you use Lightning, you'll take your assets, you'll send them to the Hyperchain, and so they'll be off the main chain for the time being. You'll do your work. Say Megapont has a new release, and you put your NFT that claims the robot or whatever new thing is coming onto the Hyperchain, and then you can claim your crates and do all your things and create your robot. And then once you like your NFT, and I guess you could keep it there. Some people, I'm sure, will just leave it on the Hyperchain because they trust the entity that's currently running it. But then if you want to, you just send a transaction back and bring your assets back to main chain. So that was interesting. And they did give some basic roadmap where they said that in March they're going to try and launch a minimum test build. Not sure what that means. In April they're going to try and have something on testnet to start interact with. And then in May there's a bunch of nerdy code terms they said they're working on, package handlers and stuff like that. And then in June they're going to try and implement some kind of case study with either a DEX or an NFT launch and maybe a marketplace. So Hyperchains are coming. It's already, the end of February? So in 4 months, we might be beginning to play with Hyperchains. That's pretty damn fast. So that's exciting. And then last but not least, the Bitcoin Innovation Virtual Summit. That was today. There was a bunch of speakers, a bunch of great panelists, everything from Scaling Solutions, which is a panel that I gave a talk with Jude, Aaron, and Zan. But there was some good ones from Mitchell, Dan, who else? Gary Rieger on using Stacks as a yielding asset. There was some on decentralized IDs, some on Clarity, some on Bitcoin energy usage, some on the grants program, just a ton of stuff. If you go to YouTube now, if you missed it, You can go to YouTube now. The video is live. I think it's like 7 hours. So they were running two consecutive tracks. The actual event was like 4 hours long, but they had two simultaneous stages going. So highly recommend it though. There's some super good stuff in those ones. Oh, they covered city coins, of course. But yeah, so that was cool. Super good event. And on that note, yeah, there's Bitcoin 2022 is coming up, as well as Stacks is doing a event right before, because Bitcoin 2022 is the 6th to the 9th, I believe. And so they're doing one on the 5th and the 6th called Bitcoin Unleashed. And you should probably go. You should probably get to Miami. I'm going to be there. Yeah. I got nothing else to say. I love y'all, and I'll see y'all in the next video.
Welcome to Built on Bitcoin.
I know that things don't always go your way, but I'll be right here waiting.
I've been waiting now. I've been trying to figure out a way to make it out. Make it out, 'cause I don't think about it.